This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The number of people around the world who have contracted the coronavirus has surged beyond 500,000, and the United States tops the list, according to a Johns Hopkins University tally. Meanwhile, the U.S. Congress is poised to take the next step in approving an unprecedented $2.2 trillion economic rescue package that will provide one-time checks for most Americans and significant enhancements to unemployment benefits. Both will provide much-needed help to those recently laid off and to financially stressed households as the coronavirus shuts down much of the economy. President Trump said on Thursday his administration is preparing new coronavirus guidelines that would characterize U.S. counties as high-risk, medium-risk, or low-risk, and declared that the American people have to get back to work. Mr. Trump said he had told state governors earlier in the day in a letter that his administration would be updating its guidance and social distancing related to the pandemic. The president will receive recommendations this weekend from his advisors about the next steps in the battle to stop the coronavirus and reignite the U.S. economy. Vice President Mike Pence said this at a White House news briefing on coronavirus. Mr. Trump has been pressing for days to get the economy moving again despite an increasing number of U.S. coronavirus cases that the strict measures recommended by his advisors are meant to curb. President Trump's desire to reopen the coronavirus-battered economy in a matter of weeks has thrust the administration into the delicate position of weighing the revival of commerce versus the value of human life. In recent days, he's latched onto the notion that the cure for the pandemic should not be worse than a disease, and has targeted a return to semblance of normalcy for the economy by Easter Sunday, April 12th. This is